This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of today's game, including highlights from the biggest moments. We'll take a trip down to the manager's office to hear from Mike Schilt. Plus, we'll bring you scores from around Major League Baseball. The Padres postgame show starts now on the Padres Radio Network.
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogarts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
Padres had early offense, four runs in the first inning, and they go on to win it in Colorado here tonight by a final score of 5-2. Padres with the win improved to 14-13. Rockies with the defeat dropped to 6-19, and now the Padres an opportunity to take three out of four tomorrow afternoon in Denver. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we wrap this one up. Nice win for the Padres, and we'll break down this game in its entirety. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a little bit. We'll also go through all the radio highlights in this game, full out-of-town scoreboard, and give out our daily awards. Much, much more to come. The main story of this game to me is Matt Waldron, who was outstanding in his outing here tonight at the altitude in Denver. He had that knuckleball dance and really did a fantastic job in this game. Six innings, one earned run given up. Four hits, walked three, struck out five, started the game 10 up, 10 down, ran into trouble in the fourth inning, got out of it, ends up giving up a solo home run to Ryan McMahon in the sixth inning. At that point, the Padres already had a 5-0 lead, but what a nice outing for Matt Waldron, and you wondered how the stuff would play, how the knuckleball would play at Coors Field, and you could not have asked for more for Matt Waldron in this game here tonight. Six strong innings, and that really, really set the tone. So a great job by Matt Waldron. We'll dive a little bit deeper into his outing as far as what he threw here tonight in a moment. The other story from this game, the Padres jumping all over left-hander Ty Block, a spot starter for the Rockies in the first inning. And quite frankly, doing what they should do at Coors Field against Ty Block in that first inning, a guy that they had seen a ton before over the course of the last handful of years. And the Padres were aggressive. They ended up scoring four runs on three hits in that first inning and provided Matt Waldron all the cushion he would need. So really ended up being a very quick, the game was 2 hours, 18 minutes, a very quick Padres win here tonight. Pretty easy win for the Padres as after Waldron came out, the bullpen did another great job. Yuki Matsui, a super quick 1-2-3 seventh inning. Wandy Peralta gives up a solo home run in the eighth inning. That ended up being really no big deal. And then Robert Suarez continued his terrific performances over the first month of this season with a what was it, a 7-pitch ninth inning? Yes, 7-pitch, 1-2-3 ninth inning. Suarez now 9-for-9 in save opportunities this season. So all in all, a really nice win. The one thing you could look at and point to that I guess would be the blemish from this one, the Padres for a second straight night really shut it down offensively after the first few innings. They had 3 hits in the first inning, 2 hits in the second inning, didn't end up scoring in that second. But after that, the Padres only had 3 more hits the rest of the game in the final 7 innings of this game. They had 2 in the 6th inning when they scored a run and 1 in the 7th inning. That was it. So the offense really came early, but look, you can't complain about getting out to a 4-0 and then a 5-0 lead, and whether it's at Coors Field or elsewhere, when you have a 5-0 lead, you've got a starting pitcher cruising, doing what Matt Waldron did here tonight. That's a game you should win. And the Padres, again, against Ty Block, a guy they've seen, a spot starter, they did what they should do in the first inning against Block and took an early lead. So that was very, very good here tonight. As far as the arsenal for Matt Waldron, use the knuckleball 33% of the time, the sweeper 26% of the time, the four-seam fastball 21%, the sinker, the cutter in there as well. So the knuckleball usage was right where around it's been for the most part in his last handful of outings. And look, I thought the knuckleball was really, really good in this game. I thought there were some just ridiculous knucklers. I thought it was dancing tonight. And look, Matt Waldron, you got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, to do what he did here tonight at the altitude when he's never pitched there before, he's got the uniqueness of the knuckleball. To go 6 innings and give up just 1 solo home run, and quite frankly, in the first 3 innings, be as dominant as he was, as efficient as he was. He went 9 up, 9 down in the first 3 innings, throwing just 33 pitches total. I thought really impressive. And I think for the most part this season, for Matt Waldron in that number 5 spot in the rotation, I think he's been solid. I think he's been solid so far, and tonight, really, really impressive. So all in all, nice win for the Padres, and now they have an opportunity to, again, you talk about this team doing what they should do. Well, quite frankly, this is a series the Padres should win in Colorado with this team playing the way it's playing, 6-19 on the year now. Look, this is a series you should win. You could have argued yesterday was a game the Padres should have found a way to win when you're down by just 2-3 runs at Coors Field with plenty of time for the bats to get something going. Padres couldn't win it yesterday, but now you look ahead. Hopefully Padres can get a win tomorrow and you get out of Colorado with taking 3 out of 4, and we'll see if the Padres can do that tomorrow. Just a couple of other quick notes from this game offensively. Good to see Xander Bogaerts have 3 hits in this game. He was 3-for-4 with a run scored. Ha-Sung Kim, we talked about him pregame. He's really starting to come around as of late. Couple of hits in this game. Had the 2-run double in the first inning. Jerkson Profar, a base hit. He scored a couple of runs. Eggy Rosario had an RBI hit in this game. And look, good for Xander. We talked about it pregame, even with the 2 hits in the home run. On Sunday, still struggling at the plate, and you hope a 3-hit performance sets up Xander nicely here moving forward. Hopefully the sign of things to come. So a lot of offense early, great starting pitching, more excellent bullpen work, and the Padres came away with a pretty quick and easy, really, 5-2 win against the Rockies. When we come back, we'll have all the radio highlights for you. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, and much, much more to come. Again, the final score here tonight, Padres 5, Rockies 2, on the Padres Radio Network. Our post-game show continues here on the Padres Radio Network. Final score here tonight, the Padres 5 and the Rockies 2, as the Padres take the 3rd game of this 4-game series. They'll try to take 3 out of 4 from the Rockies tomorrow afternoon. First pitch tomorrow, early start time at 12:10 p.m. EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 11:10. Right-hander Randy Vasquez on the mound for the Padres. Right-hander Dakota Hudson on the mound for the Rockies. We'll have more on that game coming coming up a little bit later on our post-game coverage here on the Padres Radio Network. We'll go back to Denver, Colorado, and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a handful of minutes, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's tell you what went down in the Rockies here tonight.
What moments had the biggest impact on today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game recap on the Padres Radio Network.
The Padres were all over Rockies starter Ty Block in the top of the first inning. Xander Bogaerts led off with a single. Fernando Tatis Jr. walked. Jerks and Profar walked. The bases were loaded with one out for Ha-Sung Kim.
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogaerts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
Jackson Merrill followed with a sac fly to score Profar. It was 3-0. Kim was still in scoring position for Eggy Rosario.
Rosario homered against Block last September at Petco. Swings here, lines it into center field in a base hit. Kim racing towards third. He's being waved. Doyle comes up throwing. It will not be in time. And an RBI single for Eggy Rosario and a four spot for the Pods here in the top of the first.
Padres had a 4-0 lead after just a half inning. Matt Waldron made the start for the Padres, and he was rolling early, 9 up, 9 down. On just 33 pitches to begin his evening, the Rockies loaded the bases against him in the bottom of the fourth on a couple of walks and an infield single, but Waldron retired the rest of the side to get out of it. Waldron was through 5 scoreless innings as the Padres came to bat in the top of the sixth inning. Padres scratched across another run against Rockies reliever Victor Vodnik to make it a 5-0 game. Waldron then took the mound in the bottom half of the inning. With one out and nobody on, it was Ryan McMahon.
The 2-0 pitch. Sent in the air to right center field. Well struck. Merrill back into the gap. He's looking up. It's going to go. Into the bullpen. A home run for Ryan McMahon. His third of the year. And the Rockies crack open the run column for the first time tonight. Padres lead it 5-1.
That home run was the only blemish on Waldron's record here tonight. He was great. 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks on 91 pitches. And all that at the altitude in Denver. Very impressive. Yuki Matsui threw a very quick 1-2-3 frame in the bottom half of the 7th inning to keep the Padres ahead 5-1. We went to the 8th inning. Padres still leading by that score as Wandy Peralta took the mound. The Rockies got a little bit closer, courtesy of Elias Diaz.
2-2, the quick pitch. Sent in the air to deep center field. Merrill is back. He's on the warning track. Leaps up. Can't make the catch. Over the fence, a home run for Elias Diaz. His second of the year, a solo shot, and now 5-2 San Diego.
So it was 5-2. Rockies were getting closer, and with a 3-run lead, the Padres unable to add on in the top of the 9th inning. So that meant Robert Suarez came on for the save opportunity in the bottom half of the 9th inning, with the Padres still leading 5-2. He did quick work of Brenton Doyle for out number one, and then got a quick ground out from Brendan Rodgers for out number two. There were two outs and nobody on for the Rockies. And this is what Suarez did to shut the door.
0-2 to Goodman. Suarez delivers and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Robert Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth on just 7 pitches to close it out. And the Padres beat the Rockies 5-2.
Nice win for the Padres here tonight. 5-2, the final score. Robert Suarez now a perfect 9-for-9 in save opportunities this season. In the early part of 2024, he's done a fantastic job. Final totals here tonight for the Padres, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. And for the Rockies, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Padres scoring 4 in the first inning. You felt like it would be a classic high-scoring Coors Field kind of game. It wasn't that way here tonight. We had another pretty low-scoring affair as the Padres win it 5-2. Padres, again, now 14-13 on the year. Rockies drop to 6-19. Let's go back to Coors Field in Denver and hear some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
You can start from Waldron.
Man, fantastic. You know, it's a pretty good indicator when umpire wears one for a strike. It was dirty, but to that point, Higgy did a tremendous job with him. he really did a great job all the way around. But he was fantastic. But, you know, credit goes to Waldron. He was very, very good. All pitches working, able to, he just mixed it in masterfully and had command of it, and it was really filthy.
A lot of ways to win a game, but it was a good start by both your offense and your pitcher.
Yeah,
that's how you did it.
That's how it works typically. You know, they go hand in hand along with the defense that was really clean tonight as well. So, yeah, the four spot in the first, bogey, you know, three knocks tonight, gets it started with a rope to left, and Toddy draws the walk and kind of go from there. Kimmy gets a nice little wet shot in there, and you know, Rosie hits a missile to center field to, you know, get us that fourth run, and she goes out, makes a nice couple plays in left field and played clean. So just a good, well-played baseball game.
How big was that stop by Kim on the single, the infield single? Kept a run from
yes,
scoring.
Yes, big play. Yeah, great point, big play. Shows his range, but nice job of keeping the infield. Actually, had, you know, took a shot at getting it out, but that was a great job to save a run.
When that ball hit the umpire there, you were – were you close enough to kind of hear what actually happened there? I mean, where you got hit or what?
I think I hit on the hand.
On the hand?
Yeah, hand or some of the flesh here. But, okay. You know, it's my understanding. Got him pretty flush.
Yeah. An indicator of a good knuckleball, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, we got a, you know, plus-plus receiver back there, and it was dancing. So, but, again, Higgy did a phenomenal job with it.
Is it the receiving primarily? What do you like about this matchup, Higgy and Walter?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, it's a good opportunity. He receives the ball well. I mean, he's got a really soft hand, so he does a nice job with him. And he also was able to play the chess match and when to use it and when to use the other stuff. I thought he did that exceptionally well tonight.
So not Matsui's last time is no good, but today it's good, right? Six pitches. Matsui
was really good. He's been good, you know, the whole time. And, you know, it was his spot tonight with the lead in the seventh and went out and was very efficient to get a quick 1-2-3. So he did another nice job.
I guess some people might say Matt's still kind of a novelty act with the knuckleball, but what do you think you guys have learned about him? I guess it's 13 outings into his big league right now.
He's established himself as a starter. You know, he's shown the ability to pitch deep in games and give teams a chance. So regardless of repertoire, if you're going to start, that's going to be a big part of the prerequisite for being able to do that. And he's been able to prove that he can get into games, got through sixth in a you know, tonight, and just happens to have a knuckleball that's part of his arsenal. So but that's the biggest thing for me. You know, whatever your pitches are, they are. However you get there, you get there. But being able to get there and get, you know, solid six innings and allow your team a chance to win baseball games is ultimately the prerequisite, and he's been able to do that.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after tonight's 5-2 win for the Padres against the Colorado Rockies. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios. I thought that was a good job by Mike Schilt answering that last question about Matt Waldron, because really for two reasons. Number one, Waldron, as we know, he throws the knuckleball. He is not your traditional knuckleball pitcher, right? He throws it low 30%. Or so. It's been that way for the most part this season. It's part of what he throws, but he doesn't throw it like the traditional knuckleballer, where it's primarily what he throws and really what he uses to get guys out. For the most part, he has a full repertoire of pitches, the knuckler, the four-seamer, the sinker, the sweeper, the cutter. He uses all five of those pitches, and tonight was great. Six innings and one earned run given up. Did a good job getting ahead of hitters, just aggressive and in the zone. Really, really good job, as we know. You know, I think with Matt at this point, to his credit, like Mike Schilt alluded to, he's really established himself. I'm not saying Matt Waldron's been dominant every time out. He's not that he's been perfect every time out. But you even look at the early part of this season for Matt. His first start, right? He ends up having a big first inning against him, a home run, a run scoring double, three runs in the first inning. And I'm going back to his first start against the Cardinals. Three runs in the first inning against him, one run in the second. Found a way to settle in and get through four innings with four runs given up. Not a great start, but did kind of settle in, right, after some early trouble. You look at the next two after that. Five innings and a third, no earned runs given up. Five innings, one earned run given up. You look at the outing, the last time out against the Blue Jays, the way that one went. Again, early trouble, gives up a home run, then he ends up giving up a handful more runs in the second inning, five runs total all earned, but he did settle in to get through 4 2/3. Not a great outing, but he did settle in. And here today, I think pretty clearly his best outing of the year at Coors Field of all places, 6 innings, 1 run given up. My point is that, look, he hasn't been perfect, but he's got a handful of starts in his first 5. You could really say 3 of them so far that are good out of your number 5 starter. I think he'll take out of your number 5 starter, especially the one in LA, especially the one in San Francisco, and especially the one against the Rockies here tonight. So considering Matt Waldron is your number 5, considering he's still a young starting pitcher, doesn't have that much experience under his belt in the major leagues, and I also think it's important to note with Matt that he's somebody who's still learning himself a little bit in the sense of he's got this knuckleball that still sort of learning how to use and when to use it and how to utilize it in the major leagues. And it's been a work in progress for a number of years now. And like any starting pitcher, young starting pitcher, he's navigating his early major league career. So I've been pretty encouraged with what Matt Waldron's done the early part of this season. Again, has he been perfect? No. But you know what? For your number 5 starter to put together some of the outings he has and keep you right in the game. And by the way, tonight was the first time the Padres gave him any kind of early run support. Padres, you know, had not been scoring for him at all, as we illustrated pregame, and the Padres hadn't won a Matt Waldron start so far this year, a game he started. They did a better job of that tonight, and I thought, more than anything, he was given a 4-0 lead before his foot touched the rubber tonight, and he found a way to make it stand up, and he was great, and he ran with it. So for all those reasons, I think Matt's done a pretty good job in that number 5 spot, and obviously with what he did here tonight, albeit against the Rockies lineup that isn't scoring much, and this team's not very good, and they're not winning much, but found a way to get it done and do what he should do against this kind of lineup, just like the Padres did what they should do against the guy in Ty Block tonight that they've seen a lot and they should be able to get some runs against. So for that reason, like Mike Schilt alluded to, hey, when you get good starting pitching early, you get some runs early, that's generally a good recipe for a win. And the Padres really did sort of a cruise to a 5-2 win tonight in Denver. When we come back, we'll continue to give out our daily awards, continue to highlight some of the things that happened in tonight's game. We will get into some of your tweets, DMs, and phone calls if you want to squeeze them in. Tweet at me or Instagram DM me at Sammy Lev, SammyLev. Again, SammyLev. If you want to let me know what you thought about this game, may just read your message live here on the air. If you want to get a phone call in, phone number is always 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. The phone number to call if you want to sound off on tonight's game in Colorado. Final score, Padres 5, Rockies 2 on the Padres Radio Network. Our post-game show continues here on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios as we wrap this one up. Padres with a nice 5-2 win against the Rockies here tonight as the Padres now will go for a series win tomorrow in Colorado. More on that game coming up a little bit later. Again, big story tonight. Matt Waldron, really, really good in his start. 5th start of the year. Finest performance of his season to this point. 6 innings, 1 earned run given up, 4 hits. He walked 3, struck out 5 on a grand total of 91 pitches in this game. 58 pitches for strikes. He worked ahead. And just all in all, a very nice outing for Matt here tonight. The Padres bullpen, also very good in this game. For the most part, let's tell you about our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher was able to come in and slam the door shut? It's time for the relief pitcher of the game in support of the Jacobs and Cushman San Diego Food Bank, providing food assistance to local children, families, and seniors in need. To get help or give help, visit sandiegofoodbank.org.
Our relief pitcher of the game here tonight. We got 2 options. We can go with Yuki Matsui, who pitched a very quick 1-2-3 seventh inning on a grand total of 6 pitches. Or we can go with Robert Suarez, who continues to be perfect in save opportunities, now 9-for-9 in save chances on the year, who had a 1-2-3 ninth inning on 7 pitches. Well, who is more efficient? I guess Yuki was. 6 pitches versus 7, right? So for that reason, we'll give it to Yuki. Why not? Yuki Matsui, a relief pitcher of the game here tonight. Nice job by Yuki. Wandy Peralta also pitched the 8th inning in this game. Did give up a solo home run to Elias Diaz. That made it 5-2. Ended up being no big deal. Padres went on to win by that final score here tonight. When we come back on the Padres Radio Network, we'll have our player of the game. We'll have our play of the game coming up a little bit later as well. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And again, if you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973. The phone number, 833-288-0973. The phone number to call. And if you want to tweet or DM me on Instagram with your thoughts, may just read your message on the air at Sammy Lev on both those platforms, SammyLev. Final score, Padres 5, Rockies 2. More after this on the Padres Radio Network. Our post-game show continues here on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you on our post-game coverage as we wrap this one up. Final score again here tonight, the Padres 5 and the Rockies 2. Nice win for the Padres. We'll continue to break it down. We'll have our player of the game coming up in a little bit. Play of the game. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I do want to get to some of your phone calls first. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. The phone number to call. If you'd rather get involved on social media, you can do that as well by tweeting at me or Instagram DMing me at Sammy Lev, SammyLev on both those platforms. But let's go to the phones on this Wednesday night. We begin things in Carlsbad. It's Derek on the Padres Radio Network. Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great, Derek.
First off, love the show. Just wanted to call in and talk about us playing a little bit of small ball tonight, like mainly Ha-Seong Kim's bunt. I just thought that was super intelligent. You just kind of, if you look at baseball savant numbers, and you're looking at where Xander Bogaerts is trending and where Jake Cronenworth is trending, it's just really exciting. And, I mean, us winning two and Colorado so far without Machado, I think if we had his bat in the lineup yesterday, we definitely would have won. So anyway, I'll keep it short, but just love the show, and you know, I'm stoked about the Padres.
All right, Derek, good call, and thank you, as always, for tuning in, listening in. I'll take your point on Kim and kind of run with that. You know, Ha-Seong, if you look at his last 13 games, he's hitting .289 with a .418 on-base percentage, and he had a slow start to the year. But you mentioned the bunt. That was a good play. Like the small ball, too, Derek. And Kim, in particular, look, he's not tearing the cover off the ball in the last couple of weeks, but it's been quite a bit better than what he did the early part of the year. Again, you look at a span of 2 weeks now, 13 games. He's got a .418 on base percentage, .929 OPS. He's starting to hit the ball better and play more like the guy we saw last year after what was a pretty slow start. So that's encouraging. Xander having 3 hits tonight, encouraging. You hope it's a sign of things to come. Let's go to Ocean Beach. It's our guy, Gonzo. Gonzo, how are you?
Sammy, my boy, how are you, brother? Sorry, there's a plane going over right now.
Oh, it's all good, Gonzo. What's up in OB?
Oh, you know, pretty hectic for me. I'm in the middle of a move, but I'm still in Ocean Beach.
Hold on. You're not moving out of OB, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm moving closer to Beach, you know.
You know I love OB.
But I was able to listen to the game while I've been working.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Waldron came out really good, and everyone kind of had their doubts about him with the knuckleball, but it sounded like he was sitting people down left and right.
Yeah, he was. He was great, Gonzo. Working ahead, and I'll tell you what, he came out 9 up, 9 down on 33 pitches in the first 3 innings. He did a really good job setting the tone. He worked deep into the game, gave up a solo home run. It was already a 5-0 game at that point, so that was no big deal. But Waldron was really good. I talked about it in the previous segment, Gonzo. Look, has he been perfect? No, but I think for your number 5 starter, he's done pretty well, and I think three out of the five outings so far have been good, have been very solid. So I think he's, you know, let's see what he continues to do. But here tonight, he was totally in command, working ahead, and when he got into a little bit of trouble in the fourth inning, found a way out of it. I thought what he did tonight was impressive, and hopefully, like we said about Kim and Xander, a sign of things to come for him.
Yeah, hopefully they keep it up. And I was just thinking, with Waldron going so deep, or deeper than everyone expected, that's mm-hmm. got to be helping us out for tomorrow and probably upcoming for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Look, and Gonzo, as always, appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, look, it does. Bullpen wasn't overly taxed tonight. Matsui threw six pitches. You'd imagine he'd be available tomorrow. Suarez threw seven pitches. You'd imagine he'd be available tomorrow. Frankly, Wandy Peralta threw 15 pitches. You'd imagine he'd be available tomorrow, along with everybody else that didn't pitch tonight. So you're hoping you get a good start at Randy Vasquez tomorrow. Tell you what, when Vasquez made his Padres debut, that came on Saturday against the Blue Jays. You know, you looked at that outing, if not for the error in the first inning that eventually led to Dalton Varsho coming up and hitting a three-run home run, that could have been a very different outing for Randy Vasquez over the weekend against Toronto. He wasn't bad in that start, so I'm intrigued to see what he does, albeit he's got to do it at Coors Field tomorrow. But look, you're hoping tomorrow, obviously, that you don't need to use so many arms in the bullpen. Remember, the Padres right now in the midst of a 13-game and 13-day stretch. So, hey, you hope you get a good start from Vasquez. We'll see what happens. But, yes, you have a fresh bullpen for the most part tomorrow, which is good. Guys who were in were efficient, and certainly Waldron going deep in this game and giving you six innings. Very, very good. Very important to keep that bullpen relatively fresh. All right, we'll continue taking your phone calls, 833-288-0973. As always, the phone number to call. Let's tell you about our player of the game.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's find out who is today's player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. Catch every game at Paddy's and Pints. Plus, enjoy $4 beer every Thursday. Visit valleyviewcasino.com today.
Player of the game here tonight. Give it to Matt Waldron. I don't see how it's not Waldron. And I know we've already kind of went through his outing a couple of times, but it's got to be Matt. I mean, when you talk about biggest impact on this game, look, the Padres got him four runs. He took it and ran with it. It's not like the Padres were unbelievable tonight offensively. They did enough, and they did most of it very early. The offense, once again, for a second straight night. And like I said, this is the one complaint you would have about the Padres tonight. The offense not doing a whole lot after that first inning at all. But with that said, they did enough early, and then Waldron took it and ran with it and put together a great start. Quality outing, six innings, one run given up. Really, really good, in command the whole way. So for that reason, I think pretty clear tonight, Matt Waldron, our player of the game. Again, the final score, Padres 5, Rockies 2. Let's take a wider look at what's going on around the majors with the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs and tell you about the scores you need to know in our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Meat, where great taste meets integrity.
Out-of-town scoreboard here tonight. We've got everything final tonight in the Major League, so the finals look like this. Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 5-1 in St. Louis. Mets beat the Giants 8-2 in San Francisco. Francisco Lindor, two home runs in that game for the Mets. Orioles beat the Angels 6-5 in Anaheim. Gunnar Henderson, a home run in that game. Red Sox blanked the Guardians 8-0 in Cleveland. Connor Wong, a couple of home runs in that game for Boston. Brewers beat the Pirates 3-2 in Pittsburgh. Brian Reynolds, a home run for the Pirates in that loss. Reds beat the Phillies 7-4 in Cincinnati. Dodgers beat up on the Nationals 11-2 in D.C. Rays beat the Tigers 7-5 in Tampa Bay. Curtis Meade, a big two-run home run in that game for Tampa. Yankees beat the A's 7-3 in New York. Aaron Judge, a home run in that game for New York. Braves beat the Marlins 4-3. Walk-off hit in that game by Michael Harris to win it. where the Braves 4-3 over Miami. Twins beat the White Sox 6-3 in Minnesota. Willie Castro a home run in that game for the Twins. Cubs beat the Astros 4-3 in Chicago. Dansby Swanson a big three-run home run in that game for the Cubbies. The Houston Astros, who have been to all those American League Championship Series in a row, they are 7-18. I said this yesterday, or a couple of nights ago, whenever I said it, I believe the Astros will turn it around because of their pedigree, because of the names on the back of the jersey, the track records. But you don't turn things around somewhat soon here. You're going to be in such a big hole, it's going to take months of outstanding play to climb out of it. 7-18's no joke. 7-18's a problem. I mean, the Rockies are 6-19. Whew, that's rough. Astros not playing well. Royals beat the Blue Jays 3-2 in Kansas City earlier today. Rangers beat the Mariners 5-1 in Arlington. Adolis Garcia a home run in that game. And that's a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday. When we come back, you'll hear our play of the game. We'll wrap things up, get you ready for tomorrow. Again, the final score, Padres 5, Rockies 2. More after this on the Padres Radio Network. Our postgame show continues here on the Padres Radio Network. Final score here tonight, the Padres 5 and the Rockies 2 as the Padres pick up their 14th win of the season. Padres now 14-13. Rockies drop to 6-19. We've done a lot of talking about this one here tonight, about Matt Waldron, who was terrific. Six innings, one earned run given up, four hits allowed. He picks up the win. Padres scoring four runs in the first inning. They got one more in the sixth inning to make it 5-0. Couple of solo home runs tonight for the Rockies, but that was all the offense for them. And the Padres, really, you felt like they cruised to a 5-2 win. Great work out of the bullpen from Robert Suarez, who is now 9-for-9 in save opportunities. Nice win for the Padres here tonight. They'll go for a series win tomorrow in Colorado. We'll have more on that game coming up in just a moment. Got a lot of things to preview for tomorrow as well, so we'll get to all that in a second. First, let's hear our play of the game.
What was the crucial play that determined who came out on top? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogaerts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first.
Ha-Sung Kim, the two-run double. In the first inning, made it a 2-0 game. Padres would go on to score two more runs in that first inning. Four-run first inning against Ty Block. Like I said all the way back in the opening segment of the postgame show, Padres did what, quite frankly, they should do against a guy like Ty Block. Hit him. Score some runs. Grab a lead. You've seen him a million times. Did that here tonight. 4-0. The Padres win it. Or I should say, they took a lead in the first inning. They go on to win it 5-2. Nice night for Ha-Sung Kim, who had the double, two RBIs, two hits total in this game. Talked about it with one of the callers in our last segment. He continues to swing the bat quite a bit better. So hopefully that continues for Ha-Sung Kim. All right, taking a look ahead to tomorrow. And before we do that, a couple of things to promote for tomorrow. Actually, I've got three things on my mind before we get to tomorrow's game and wrap things up with the final totals. Number one, tomorrow I will be on the Padres Roundtable presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. I've been on it once before, and I've been called from the bullpen, if you will. So I will be on the roundtable tomorrow at 10 a.m. after Ben and Woods. And then right after that, I'll have you for the Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show beginning at 11:10. So be sure to tune in to the Padres Roundtable tomorrow presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It'll be me. It'll be a number of other hosts from the station. We will will spend a commercial-free hour talking about the Padres from 10 to 11. You can also watch it on YouTube. So nice job there by everybody every week joining around 10 a.m., not around 10 a.m., at 10 a.m. for the roundtable. I will be on, we'll be a panelist, fancy word, on the roundtable tomorrow. So tune in for that, certainly. Item number two is that, hey, no promises here. I'm giving you a little tease, but we may have something new tomorrow on our pre- and post-game coverage. Might have something new. That's all I'm going to say. It's in the works, putting on the finishing touches. May have a new element to our pre- and post-game coverage tomorrow. That's all I'll say. Tune in tomorrow. And item number three, as always, if you missed any of our post-game show, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast with Sam Levitt. Search it up on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. That's where you can find our full post-game show each and every night. All right, taking a look ahead to tomorrow. Early start time tomorrow, 12:10 p.m. first pitch. Pre-game coverage here on the Padres Radio Network begins at 11:10. Right-hander Randy Vasquez on the mound for the Padres. Right-hander Dakota Hudson on the mound for the Rockies. First pitch tomorrow at 12:10. Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show once again at 11:10. Certainly hope you can join us then. Taking a look at the final totals in this one here tonight for the Padres, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left on 3. For the Rockies, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They left on 6. Winning pitcher, Matt Waldron, who improves to 1-2. Losing pitcher was Ty Block, who drops to 0-1. The save goes to Robert Suarez, his 9th of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 18 minutes. And the crowd at Coors Field in Denver, 19,356. Once again, first pitch tomorrow at 12:10 p.m. Pregame at 11:10. Join us then. For our great studio coordinator, Jeff Hamby, I'm Sam Levitt, saying so long and good night from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final score here tonight, Padres 5, Rockies 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the Padres Radio Network.